Well, I'm going to contribute my little 2 cents of history here.
Good.
Because I was affected excruciatingly in my judgment. Now, the thing was sent back, and I don't remember the instrumentality of the remand, let's call it, of the whole question to the Apportionment Commission. But what I do remember, having come to Michigan after the events that we have discussed, I'd been off in New York, came back with two little kids, and at midnight on December 31st, one of those years, either 65, I think it was 65, must have been 65, mm-hmm. I was sitting in the appropriations room on the second floor of the Capitol where the Apportionment Commission was watching the clock because it had been given such and such a period of time to review the matter and, if it could, to adopt a plan, you know, in the way that the Constitution provided, presumably by five votes. And they were going through these darn charades, and I was looking there. I knew it was all, in my view, of exercising futility.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, I think, I faint to remember that there was a mandate to review all plans in light of Reynolds Sims.
I think so.
And they came up with the same conclusion they had previously come up with before Reynolds Sims was adopted. I think that's right, yeah.
But what I remember so, and I was quite bitter about this, sitting there at New Year's Eve, the stroke of midnight, and all that stuff. And these people were going through the charade, as I viewed it. And all, you know, New Year's Eve had been given over to this. I had a couple of little kids at home. When I got out of there at midnight on New Year's Eve, I had to go write some kind of an article for the morning paper that I worked for that I knew would never get printed. And I got home maybe at 2 o'clock on the morning of January 1st. Somewhat agitated over the political goings-on, as I viewed them, and maybe their government goings-on. But anyway, I wanted to make the point that the thing did simmer on for a while, and I think you had to cast a vote or two. Maybe this is all seems like footnote stuff to you by now.
Yeah. I think essentially when we adopted Austin Plan of Ordnance, we, so far as the court was concerned, sort of got shed of the biggest burden. And I think everybody wanted to unburden himself of some kind of opinion, and that's when we got a lot of opinions. Well, leading up to it, and also after Reynolds Sims, we unburdened ourselves of thoughts. Which, if you notice, are not just legal. They were some, and that's when I advanced the thought that one way you can solve this decennial hassle was to amend the Constitution to provide that the chief elections officer would have a ninth and deciding vote in case of tie. Once that wasn't done, nobody paid attention to
it. You remember what Souris wrote, though? As to the validity of the commission, once you do that, well, you probably lost track, but this became the opinion of the court in 1982. Are you aware of that? That the commission itself, once you'd taken out the environment in which the commission was created, of limiting this,
that was on his own motion. I don't think anybody had made that argument, I don't believe.
It became a factor later on in 72 when the Apportionment Committee or whatever. Anyway, T.G. Kavanaugh got hung up on that because he took the Souris argument, adopted it, and he was, for that reason and maybe others, he was deprived of his of the nomination that you think a Chief Justice of one party might get from his own party in 1976, and was able to win anyway because the Constitution allowed him to. Well, that's all for another time. This apportionment business was a colossal event.
It was a colossal event in the history of the country. As a matter of fact, you remember, Chief Justice Warren said a number of times that the most important decision that the U.S. Supreme Court made in his time was not the Brown versus the school board decision, which a lot of people thought he would say, which was very important, obviously, but also he said that the apportionment case. I think any